Tnu kavod Torah. It's very important in yeshiva that have some sense of the yeshiva's history, of the Rebbeim who made the yeshiva, even if we're talking about a 50th yahrzeit, which is probably before some of your parents were born. Rav Moshe Aaron Peleyev Zecher Tzadik Livracha was a Rebbe in the yeshiva from 1920 to 1966. From 3 weeks when he came, from the time that he left Ellis Island and came to New York in America, until just before, literally just before he passed away. I want to spend a few minutes in a little bit of a biographical history to give you some sense of what kind of person he was and what life he lived. Rabbi Peleyev was born in 1888, in a town called Tinkovitz, which is a shtetl, what's now Belarus, where his father was a Malamed. Most of the people in town, the Jewish town, had general stores, and twice a week the non-Jews from the neighboring villages would come in and buy merchandise from him. He was a very studious and bright young man who went through all the chadorim of the community. So his father took him at the age of 13 to the closest yeshiva and big city. He went to Slutsk, where Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, a name hopefully that many of you should recognize, was the Rosh Yeshiva. He learned in Slutsk until 1920, received a smicha from Rabbi Zalman, which was unusual. Rosh Yeshivas didn't give smicha. Yeshivas gave smicha, didn't give smicha, he went to Rabbanim. He got married, and in those years, if you didn't marry a Rav's daughter, chances of getting Rabbanis were negligible. And so he went into business. While in yeshiva, he had some very amazing and famous chaverim. One of them was Rav Henkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was later the head of Ezra's Torah and known by many to be the posek at a certain era within American Orthodoxy. Another one of his chaverim was Rav Tamashav, known as Mabit, who was one of the editors of Yagdil Torah, which is a major Torah journal that officially was edited by Rabbi Zalman, because Rabbi Zalman became the Rav of Slutsk as well as the Rosh Yeshiva and had very little extra time. As a young man, Rav Peleyev was unofficially one of the editors of Yagdil Torah. For 10 years he worked, sometimes in lumber and other areas, learned on his own, and then, after going through the First World War and the Communist Revolution, there came a point where it was impossible to stay, and with the help of some relatives, he came to America. He spoke no English and had no particular skill that would get him a job. The one thing he knew how to do was learn and teach Torah. So he went to the small amount of yeshivas that existed in America at the time, and lo and behold, at the Mutical Academy, Yeshivas High School level, there was an opening. So he started saying shir. First year is what happens to new Rebbeim. They gave him the weakest and most difficult class. In fact, he was very concerned that when Dr. Revel, who had been away, the president of the yeshiva, would come and give his class a bechina, and so how little they knew, they'd fire the Rebbe. But apparently Dr. Revel understood that there was more there. And he rapidly became an extremely successful Rebbe, having many people who were later known as Talmid Chacham and Rabbanim, being his Talmidim, including Rav Gifter, Rosh Yeshiva in Telz, Rav Kanatovsky, who was a Rosh Yeshiva here, people like Rav David Silver, the son of Rav Lezer Silver, some of you went to Karim Yavne know his son Rav Aaron Silver, Rabbi Rachman, who became it, was a very prominent Rav in America. And the following story was told to me by Rabbi Tendler. Rabbi Tendler was in high school in RJJ, where his father was a Rebbe, and his father went to a meeting of Agudas Rabbanim where Rav Peleyev spoke. He was so taken with Rabbi Peleyev's Torah that he took his son out of RJJ and transferred him to high school in TA so he should have Rav Peleyev as a Rebbe. As I said, he was a Rebbe in Yeshiva for 46 years. He was a big mechadesh of Torah, and he involved his Talmidim in the Chidushim. They were Chidushim said in the Shir, not only when later years when he taught high-level base medrash, but even when he taught high school boys, he involved them in the process of learning. And at the end of every 10 years, he put together the Chidushim, reworked them, and put out a sefer. We have in the back of the base medrash the reworked version, all with one title, of the Sforim that was put out together by his youngest son, Rabbi Yisrael Peleyev, who was a musmach of our yeshiva. In my time, there were already grandsons. One of them, Yitzhak Rosenbaum, was a chaver of mine. Musmach Yeshiva, and he's had at a couple of moments I'll introduce Rabbi Center, who's a married grandson. I'll tell you who he is. And he was a very soft spoken, mild, short, with thick glasses because he didn't see very well, and yet a tremendous influence on well over 1,300, 1,400 Talmidim over 46 years as a Rebbe in our yeshiva. I'd like to introduce, as I said, a grandson, Rabbi Zacharia Center, whom we go back to high school together. And Rabbi Center is well known because of the Kafkei Kashrus, married to a granddaughter, I think was one of the first classes in Stern, of Rav Peleyev, who was very attached to our yeshiva in every way. I'm going to ask Rabbi Center to speak, and then we'll introduce Rabbi Rudansky, who's going to give a shir, the Zecher Nishmaso. Rabbi Schechter reminded me that I should point out that Rabbi Peleyev not only wrote the Torah that appeared in the Beis Yitzchak for all the years, he encouraged his Talmidim to be Mechadesh, to write articles of Torah. He wanted them not just to know what he taught them, he wanted them to think in Torah, to work in Torah, to be Mechadesh in Torah. He felt that in America, they thought the only Sfarim Rabbanim can write was Drush, which he had no interest in. He said, it's not true. People in America can become Talmid Chachamim. They can be Mechadesh Chidushei Torah. He did so. He encouraged his Talmidim to do so. And that has left certainly its mark. I'd like to ask Rabbi Zacharia Center to speak now about his grandfather.
Thank you, Rabbi Blau. Bishus, Rosh Yeshiva, which was the Talmidim of the Yeshiva. As Rabbi Glau mentioned, tonight is the 50th Yahrzeit of Rebbe Meiri, Rav HaGaon of Moshe Aharon Peleiach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Firstly, I want to thank my Einikel, Yoni Danziger, who did a lot of hard work in arranging for this gathering to take place. Rabbi Glau told us already about how the Zeder was a tremendous machadish. He wrote many, many svarim of Chiddushei Torah. But he was also a tremendous darshan. I'd like to share with you something that he said, something magnificent that he said. And I used it when I was engaged to talk at Yiska time in the shul in the Bronx. The shul was headed by Rabbi Melech Shechter, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the esteemed father of the esteemed Rosh Yeshiva of Hesher Shechter. So I told the Zeder, I'm going to be speaking at Yiska time. He says, Zecharia, let me tell you over a vod. It stuck with me all these years. Tremendous, tremendous, insightful thought. He said that Rav Shlomo Gansfried, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Mechaber of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, writes that Maskirim Neshomes V'Yom Kippurim. You have to recite Yiska for the dead on Yom Kippurim. He said, what's the reason? Because in Parsha Shoftim, when the Torah describes the ritual of the Egla Ufa, tells us at the conclusion, the Kohanim say, Kapel Amcha Yisrael, Asher Podiso Hashem. The Sifri Darshans, Amcha Yisrael, Elo Achayim, Asher Podiso, Elo Hamesim. Mikan Shemesim Tzarichim Kapocha. From here we learn that even the dead require Kapocha. That's why, says Rav Shlomo Gansfried in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that you have to recite Yiska and Yom Kippur, asking, pleading with Hashem, forgive the dead also. They also need kapara. So the Zeder asks so insightfully, so magnificently. I would understand that, he said, if there was a halacha that you only say Yiska the first Yom Kippur after a person passed away. He had aveiras that he did while he was alive that year. He also needs kapara for those aveiras, just like the dead living do. But why is there a din to say Yiska every single year, year after year after year, for people who are dead on Yom Kippur? What aveiras did they commit from one year to the next while they were no longer in this world? So the Zeder answered such a magnificent, insightful answer. He said, sometimes things that people do have an effect long after they leave this world. You could do something bad that will have terrible consequences, not only in your time here, but for years and years after you're gone. Terrible, terrible consequences for which you may need kapara year after year, because those consequences, their effect of them, keep on reoccurring. And said the Zeder, Kal v'chomer hadvarim, Hashem b'chasai, if a person does mitzvahs, he does things that are beneficial, he does things that are good for society, good for the world, good for Yiddishkeit, good for people, he's rewarded. Long after he's gone, he's rewarded for the good and the effect, the linear effect that that good had. On the day of the Zaydis Yotzeit, where the Avaya took place, it was here in Yeshiva Sarabeno Yitzchak Ochanan in Lamport Auditorium. Dr. Belkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was a very close friend of the Zeta. And he was masked with him that day. And he quoted what the Zeta told him about his feeling toward each of his Talmidim. He said, the Zeta said, I feel that every one of my Talmidim are like my sons. Mentioning the famous Maimah Chazal, Ko Amlamet Torah Leben Chavero Ki Lo Yoldei. He felt that when he was teaching Torah to a Talmid, he became their spiritual father. And then finally, Dr. Belkin said, and when he's zoicha to have the nachas of a Talmud who's a son of a previous Talmud, he feels now I'm both a tata, a spiritual tata, and a spiritual zeta. Of the nachas of seeing one generation follow another. This is the legacy that he leaves us with. His influence has lingered on for so many, many years. I can tell you, when I first married my wife, wherever I went, they said, you're married to Rav Leib's granddaughter. And everyone would tell me about their wonderful, wonderful feeling toward the Zeta. He had a tremendous effect, and Yehi Ratzon that that effect will linger on and always will be a legacy here at Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ochanan, Kein Yehi Ratzon.
Appropriately, that is not just be a ceremony, but to be a shiur of Torah. So the family has honored us, as we have had a few times in the past, of bringing Rabbi Tzal Rodansky, Rosh Yeshiva, Shir Ruven and Munsi, who will give us a shiur, the Zecher Nishmas, Hagon Rav Moshe Aharon Peleiv Zecher Tzal Kibracha.
Rabbi Dansky.
The truth is, I'm here for three separate timings that each one on its own is sufficient for me to come. One is the obvious one, my chibur to the center family. Really, my chibur to Reb Schaya goes back to 1980, this time. I was a little boy then. And you spoke in Simcha by the Sea. Remember? Staten Island Pesach program. I remember the drasha. We were talking about kashrus, then the chof came first. Where was it holding in 1980? Started already, it just started. But you were talking about kashrus, and I remember thinking, I want to hear more from this man. But that was the last time I saw him, for quite a few years, till his chosh of his son, Rabari, entered the doors of our Beis Medrash, and he asked me a shayla to get the klippas with shvius and all of them. I said, oh, he hasn't been tired. Turned out it was a Bukhari's son. And Baruch Hashem, he calls himself a Talmud of mine, but I've learned more from Rabari and Hanhoga than he's learned from me, and Hanhoga for sure, maybe a couple of shiurim I taught him. Hanhoga. So this is a family that became my own family, and they don't know how to say no. I was just in Rabari's shul for Shabbos Shuvah, spoke Friday night. I left my shul, speak in his shul. And the first shaila I asked at Tzibur was, what am I doing here? Shabbos shuva, I'm belonging to my shul. They weren't very happy when they heard I went to somebody else's shul to speak. And I said, because Rabari asked me. And Rabari, in the all the years I know him, and it's obviously Yerusha's others, he's never told me no to anything. I don't think it's part of the vocabulary. It's yes. How? There's no one. It's always yes. The Chofetz Chaim, when he talks about the Shmir Saloshim, the source of Shmir Saloshim, so he says a beautiful idea. He says that when Aaron HaKohen's time came to leave the world, so the Ben Shalom told Moshe to tell Aaron. So the Yalkut says, Yalkut Shemaini says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, B'vakoshim imcha, please, you do it. I don't want to tell Aaron that his time has come. You tell him. So the Chofetz Chaim points out that there were other tzaddikim, even in that door, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated, the time has come. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu struggle with Aaron? I can't tell him, you tell him. So he says a great idea. He says, Aaron HaKohen's job was the Melamed Sanguri Al Yisrael. Aaron HaKohen always spoke positively about Klal Yisrael. No matter where we were holding, he was the one to put the positive spin on Klal Yisrael. To be Mechaper on Klal Yisrael. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't give him negative information. He's a Peh Mapuk Toiv. Or Peh Mapuk Toiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't give him bad news. He's always saying Toiv Al Bon. He couldn't say, and I always say, my shul, I see it B'chush, you have certain people, they always find it, Avla, they always find a problem with somebody else's kids. Your kid's talking, your kid's building, you know, your kid. So people like that, the second you see their kid do something, you run over and tell them, right? Your kid! It's therapeutic. The Torah calls it nekama, but it's therapeutic. It's therapeutic. But somebody who always comes to you and gives you toiv, you can't give them bad information. Chofetz Chaim says that's the schus of somebody who's melame toiv al Yisrael, who's medavo toiv al Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be mevaser him of Besuro. So somebody, people who don't know how to say no, which is the center legacy, I don't think we could say no to them. I think, that's number one. Number two, it's always a schus to be here. It's always the yeshiva. And the truth is that every time I've come to yeshiva here, I've always had siyata d'shmai. Something happens that day, I get siyata d'shmai. A couple of years ago, I spoke here at Tainus Esther. My wife really had Tainus that I accepted to speak. It was a muktim. Tainus Esther was a muktim. Purim was on Sunday. I spoke on Thursday night. I'm sure some of you remember. And my wife reminded me when I accepted the thing that I'm already speaking in two different places on Tainus Esther. And she said, I'll be cheshbon, I'm not going to even be able to break my fast. I said, listen, whenever I speak in Ritzik Al-Khanan, I get Siyata Dishmaya. So what happened? The day that I was supposed to speak here, one of my Talmidim had a son the week before, and I was a Sandik. And Tainus says to Muktim, the Sandik doesn't have to fast. So I had a very geshmak of breakfast. And I've had other mices like that here in the yeshiva. And I have to tell you, tonight as I'm walking out the door, I have such a mice also. Whenever my Talmidim want me to learn with them, you know, they want to learn something in Machshava that will give them a better understanding and Torah Samachshava. So I learn, the standard sefer I do with them is Akedah Yitzchak. The Baal Akedah, fascinating sefer. The problem is that the print of the Baal Akedah, the sefer that we have, Akedah Yitzchak, it's very shvach. It's just pushing the print is bad. So when I was younger, it didn't bother me. But now, you know, as you go past Chamishim, so Yoshev Mitzvah Avoida, and now when I look at it, it's like a cholent, you know. So Baruch Hashem, I remember a little bit of it, so I put together the Zikaron with the cholent, and I don't know if it comes out perfect, but we learn Akedah Yitzchak. So 2 weeks ago, I was by a balabas in my shul's house. He's a big sfarim collector. He had the latest, gorgeous version that was just reprinted, that Kedas Yitzchak. 6 volumes. Oiz Vahodo, that's the Lexus version. Lexus version. Mamish Gevalik, you open it up, it's like Bluetooth. It's Gevalik. It's you hear it, it's coming, the words are coming, it's Gevalik. And I have to tell you, I was over Leisachmet. I'm not over Leisachmet often, but it's Kinas Sefer, Kinas Forum. It's Mistama, not such a bit Kinna. So I wanted it. I don't have time to run around. And Oiz Vahodo is not, they're great, they do a great job. They're not known for their competitive pricing either. I figured I'll remortgage my house, what have I got to do? I went to the local farm stores in Muncie, and none of them had it. I figured, okay, I have to put it on hold. I didn't know when the next one. As I'm walking out the door tonight, somebody comes to my house, a parent from the yeshiva, whose son is in yeshiva already a year and a half, the green friends, you know the green friends, with a box. I'm mamish walking out the door to come after me. The Oiz Vahodo latest version, I can't even think of. With a car, dear Rabbi Rudinsky, thank you for helping Rafal Eliezer's time in yeshiva. So the kid came a year and a half ago. What are you giving me this tonight? Parents says, Yitzchak Elchanan. Segulas Yitzchak Elchanan. So there's some Rebbe here, I don't know. There's some Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was a Litvak, but there's some, so I'm going to keep on coming. And the Achron is that I'm really a Talmud of Rav Pelea. I'm not that old. But I'm really a Talmud because I was zeicha over the years to see a lot of his Chidush Torah printed in his forum. And Kimat, you can't read a Torah journal that doesn't have Torah from it. I told him about this. I asked him, do you want me to say over here from the Zeidah? Because any sugya you want, you could talk from the Torah from him. And it's unique. His Torah is very unique. And even the Pardes and the Mesila, you won't find a Torah, the Hamoya in Lubavitcher, the Sichas, they haven't quoted. I mean, it's like you can't go anywhere without his words are everywhere. So I'm really a Talmud from the Ksanot. I've learned a lot of Torah from him. So I'm a Talmud, I'm a house Talmud. So there was no choice even. There wasn't even a thought that Avad, I have to be here. And I want to share with you Machshava that connects to Hanukkah, connects to the parashiyos that we're learning. It I feel it connects also to who the Zayda was, even though I didn't know him personally. But I found something interesting about his chidushin. Most of his chidushin that I've learned always enlightened me in other sugyas. The Ragat Shavagon in the Sefer Chumash by Torah Tzivolono Moshe by Rosh Kilos Yankel, when he brings down that pasuk, he says that the Torah is like karka. Like a Merosha, like karka. He says, he quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, that if you make a chazokeh, mocha lo yeso sodeis be'esel medina is, kimet she'ichzik ba'achas mehem kona kulam. That if you make a chazokeh in one piece of property, you could buy a field in China, in Eretz Yisrael, you make a chazokeh in one place, sadden da'arachadu, you kona all the karkoyes. So the Ragat Shavah says, the Torah is that way. You do an amelus in one place in Tehra, and it enlightens you other places in the Torah. Not only things that you could logically track the connection, but there's a certain hatar amelus loy b'mokam acham. That's what the Ragat, that's his analogy to karka, to Torah and karka. So I have to say about Rav Pelea Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when I think about, he gave a shim v'om shibalev, and it enlightened me in so many different areas. He gave a fascinating shim v'om shibalev. It's printed in his svarim. It's printed in. Then he gave a shiur on the union of Yom Kippur Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos, which was printed in the Beis Yitzchok, published by the yeshiva in Tovshin Chof. On, I think the Evan Yekorot of a Rav in Eretz Yisrael sent the Mishael, and he printed a whole shiur. We ever saw that on Kiddush on Yom Kippur Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos? And why don't we say that a chatzi shiur? Fascinating shiur. He gives it. Why don't you say a chatzi shiur Yom Kippur? The mitzvah of Achila B'Shabbos, those who hold as the Reise, should be doich chatzi shiur Yom Kippur. Fascinating topic. Then he goes into Kiddush. So in that shiur, he discusses whether chatzi shiur would also have the aseh of Yom Kippur. And if it has Haseh, in Haseh, there is a Haseh. But he has a whole, it's a beautiful shtick of it. But in that piece, he was more early to a whole new approach with Gabi Mitzvah Haseh of Ini of Yom Kippur. And I quoted him a couple of years ago, Shabbos Shiv in Mishir. It's another place. It's all that he has a piece on the famous Ani Yom, of how a woman could be in the Sukkot. He has a whole shtick on that. The only Hanoi Shol Kiloi with the Taz. Every piece that I saw from him, Epis enlightened other places. Besides the Indian that he was talking about, it enlightened another sukkah. It's very, very unique. Also, Mitzvah Bava Ve'er. I forget. There's a piece on Tesh Sukkah that I've tested with the Minchas Chinuch. He has a whole piece. Every piece that I've seen. So I want to give you a machshava. Why did his Torah have such siyat v'shmayim? Why did his Torah have such an unbelievable siyat v'shmayim? So we're going into the Yom Tov now of Chanukah. Shchedish, Beis Kislev, this is the yard site. So Chanukah has a lot of unique elements from the modern halacha in Chanukah. One of the outstanding elements of Chanukah is the whole Mahadran. Tremendous amount of Torah written on the Mahadran of Chanukah because it's very complicated. The whole concept of Mahadran on Chanukah is a contradiction with the Sugyan Bava Kama of what Mahadran is supposed to be. Atshlishpa mitzvah. Right? The whole idea of Mahadran on Chanukah doesn't fit with the halachic graph that we always have in Kol HaTorah Kula. That you don't spend more than the Atshlishpa mitzvah. Here by the second night Chanukah, forget the Mishpocha. By the second night Chanukah, you're already double. By the eighth night of Chanukah, you're eight times the mitzvah. When the whole din hidya is only shlish per mitzvah. So you may say, well, maybe Mahadran by Chanukah is something different. It's not the regular Mahadran. Some kind of different kind of Mahadran. It's in the Guf HaMitzvah, there's a Veis HaLevi with a Bris Kerov, with hidya mitzvah by Bris Mila, Tzitz and Shem Akren, there's a hidya in the Guf HaMitzvah. Maybe when it's a hidya in the Guf HaMitzvah, the halacha is different. Rabbi Shuli Diskin has a whole piece by Esrek where he says that you should spend much more than you normally spend for Hidr Mitzvah. Because he says, even though it's a din of Hidr Mitzvah, and of course in the getter of Hidr, there's halachas in the Shulchan Aruch, what's ma'akev, right? Whether it's Yavish, whether it's a menumer, whether there's halachas that are ma'akev that make the Esrek possible. But besides for that, the Maril Diskin says that to spend extra than you would normally spend in Hidr Mitzvah, because by Esrek, Hidr is a chelik of the Guf HaMitzvah. It's different than a regular Hidr Mitzvah. So some want to say Chanukah is that way as well. It's different than the regular Hidr Mitzvah. It's a Hidr and a Guf HaMitzvah. Rashi totally sends us astray there, because Rashi, in the sugya there, Mahadrin, Shabbos, that Chafal from the base. That's where Rashi's opportunity would be to give us a new approach, that this Hidr Mitzvah is different than Kol HaTorah Kula. Rashi says, V'amahadrin, Mahadrin Achar HaMitzvahs. Mahadrin Achar HaMitzvahs. Rashi seems to downgrade it. Mahadrin Achar HaMitzvahs. Mahadrin are the regular Mahadrin Achar HaMitzvahs. It's not unique than what it normally would be. It's Mahadrin Achar HaMitzvahs. Rabbeinu Chana like that also says, Zekei Liban Veil, which sounds like it's the regular Hidr Mitzvah. So there was a fascinating Satma Rebbe, the Rebbe of Yoyo, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He had a fascinating idea. He wanted to say that when the Nes happened in the Beis HaMikdash, the Nes of Chanukah happened. So he says, if you went down the street and you took a poll with people in the street, you know what? The miracle happened. So everybody wants to know the latest news, what's going on. You tell them, you know, there was a Nes in the Beis HaMikdash. What was the Nes? The shemen that was tall, that was only sufficient for one day, it burnt the second day. So how excited was that person when you told him that miracle? How did it affect them? How did it affect them? That's the shot. See, he says a great idea. He says, big deal. Pnei Yeshua already asked, so really the kasha's already found in the Miri. We didn't even need the mes. Tumot Rebbe Tzibur, Tumot Chuyah Betzibur. We didn't need the mace. So it's an extra chibur, it's an extra maila. How much did the person in the street care? So he says like this, he says, Purim, where we got saved, everybody had appreciation for Purim. We all shared as a nation, somewhat equal appreciation for the miracle. Says the Satmar Rebbe. But here this was a miracle that wasn't even needed. And it was a spiritual miracle. And the difference between having the miracle, not having the miracle, is not even between having the menorah lit and not having the menorah lit. It's having the menorah lit with pure oil versus having the menorah lit not with pure oil. So he says like this, he says, this miracle meant something different to everybody. Depending on how spiritual you were, that's how it affected you. You went to one guy in the street, you told him, it's Catholic. That's not a regular guy. That guy means he has an appreciation. You went to somebody else who Ruchnius is not on the first priority. So, big deal. They appreciated it less. See, he says, Memele, the Mahadran Achar HaMitzvahs have to celebrate Chanukah differently. So, Trashi, it's not even talking about Mahadran of this mitzvah. Mahadran Achar HaMitzvahs. The people that are Mahadran Achar HaMitzvahs, Chanukah means something different to them. To them, the miracle of Chanukah is more meaningful. There are people who have been in the miracle of Chanukah was less meaningful. Lahabel of Avdolos, it was a miracle. Trump won, right? Miracle. But it meant something different to a lot of different people. Some people were crying. On public television, crying. Anchors who always talk like, they burst out crying. It was a machaya to see them have some hergish. It's also good. Somebody has some tzar. It's also good. You see, there's a wave. Wave is also good. So Trump was mom to see the regish. So the nace happened. But how much did you appreciate the nace? What did the nace mean to you? So that was chaluk. That was able to be felt that there was a differentiation in different people. And that's how the miracle, that's how he touches. But I want to share with you another idea to better understand the mitzvah of Mahadran. Also to understand the Shoyloi Moichik Susei, which many of the Achronim discuss, the halacha, that Chanukah we have an obligation, mamish, to go ahead and be Shoyloi Moichik Susei. Where normally a person doesn't have to give more than Chemish Nechasp, they don't have to give away more than a fifth of their money in the Kaim Mitzvah. And here a person has to give away everything. Shoyloi Moichik Susei. There's an Or Sameach, it's hard to understand what he even means. But the Or Sameach is Medayek from the Rambam. The Rambam says that if he doesn't have enough money, shoyel emoichetz ksusoy, the Rambam says, v'lekech shemen b'neiretz, plurally. So the Arsameach says, it's mashma from the Rambam, that you should sell your clothing even for the Mahadran candles. I mean, you could learn differently, because the Rambam just means for the whole week of Chanukah, ner for every day. But that's what he says. He says, it's mashma from the Lashon HaRambam, that there's a din of shoyel emoichetz ksusoy. It's hard to even wrap our head around a hider being mechayiv you anything. Forget shoyel emoichetz ksusoy. How could a mahadran be obligatory on any level? Forget, override even the line that we always have by mitzvahs that we're chayiv in. But somehow that's the way the Arsameach sees it. At the very least, the Rambam is encouraging that you should extend this shoyel emoichetz ksusoy even for the Shemen Veneris, even for the Hidur Mitzvah. That's on one side. The Chomer of Hidur Mitzvah. On the other side, we find in the Mogen Avraham, Simitofrei Shayin Aleph, the Mogen Avraham brings down that if somebody has enough Shemen for themselves, and they could be Mekayim the Mitzvah properly, they could be Mahadran, and they could be Moisef, but there's somebody else who doesn't have merit. So he says, though, the Mogen Avraham paskins that you should go down a level and go to Ikir now. You should not be Mahadran, and you should have the other individual be Yetz and Mitzvah for Mahadran. This created a tremendous tumult. This is the Mogen Avraham is found in different places in Shulchan Aruch, where he says similar halachas, but some of them are less mechudishtik. In Hilchos Dalut Kaisis and Tafayim Beis, he brings down that if a person has enough wine for their Dalut Kaisis, and then if they don't drink Roiv Kais, which is a hider, to drink Roiv Kais, he brings it to Peshem the Ramban. They don't have enough to drink, but if they drink the whole Kais, then they won't be able to share their wine with somebody else. So it's better they should be Mitzamtzeim in the hider of drinking the Kais and share the kois with somebody else. That's another Magen Avraham. The Ben Ish Chai in his Tshuvas Teiru L'Shma, he has a whole discussion about this, about giving up your mitzvah for somebody else, and giving up your hiddur mitzvah for somebody else. And when you're mechuyev, there's a Machne Chayim that talks about it as well. So there's a Chassan Sofer in the back of his Tshuvas. In this, he has a section called Teitefes. And over there, he brings down that only by Ner Chanukah is there such halach. He says, Taka, by other mitzvahs, you're not mechuyev to be mitzvahsim. You're not mechuyev to go ahead and buy yourself a b'dieved, just kosher esrik. So another Jew should have an esrik. Not mechuyev to do that. And this halach of the Magen Avraham is applicable to Chanukah. And he gives a svar. Chassan Sofer gives a svar. He says, because Chanukah is presuming Nisim. So it's almost like that's the nature of the mitzvah. Is to share with others. Is to go ahead and to be mild with the name. So by giving the narrative in a sense, it's another way of doing presuming Nisim. It's another way of doing presuming Nisim. From a halachic standpoint, it's a little hard to get a deeper understanding of what he means, because l'chayra, the mitzvah of Pursuming Nisa of Chanukah has halachas. And the halach is, you're supposed to light a menorah. And then the halach is, there's a union of Mahadran, and that's the way you mafalsam the nes. Giving somebody else the ability to light it, it's true, but l'chayra, that's nothing more than chesed. That's not Pursuming Nisa. It's true that your chesed is going to facilitate Pursuming Nisa. Taka Chofetz Chaim writes in his Avos Chesed, that when you give somebody money, and through that, they could do a mitzvah. You have a chelik in that mitzvah too. You have a chelik in whatever your money, not only mitzvah of tzedakah, but you have a chelik in what the money triggered. But it's still an unbelievable chiddush. It's an unbelievable chiddush that this is part of your pursuing nisa by going ahead to give somebody else money, and therefore the halacha changes. You have to forego your hiddur mitzvah in order to go and make sure that the other person also has it. The Maharam Shik says even a bigger chiddush. He learns that the whole din of Shoyel Moichei Ksusei is riding on the fact that it's for other people. Which is what I want to really go, I want to go into that machshava of the Maharam Shik and just tie it into a couple of difficulties that we have in these parashas that we're learning. He'll also answer a difficult Bechor Shor, who asks on the Ramor. The Ramor brings down in Hilchas Chanukah that if somebody forgets Al Nisim, so we know if you forget Al Nisim, B'chsam Ozen, you don't have to bench again. But there's a Orachama that's added in that you could say Orachama. What's the Orachama? Orachama nu yasal nu nisim, kemoish osal aviseinu. It's very unique. Because normally, when we thank Hashem for miracles, we thank Hashem in the other. Sha'osal nisim aviseinu. Here you're saying Orachama nu yasal nu nisim, kemoish osal aviseinu. So you're projecting the future. So the Bechor Shor is on the Ramor, that contradicts the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amos Baal, and Malmais and Nisim. And many of the Achronim discuss this problem on the Ramor, on this Nusach of the Ramor. It's not the Ramor's Nusach, but it's a Nusach brought down in the Ramor. That Arachman, Yasl, Nisim, Kamosh, Yasl, Abi, Senu. That we daven for miracles. We daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do Nisim. So Chanukah is unique, that we daven for Nisim. So I want to just give you an idea which I think perhaps could answer this. Ties also to two parshas that we're learning now, the last week's parsha, this week's parsha. Last week's parsha has something boilet, very, very boilet, stands out. Last week's parsha talks about Avraham doing from the most basic things that every Baal is chayiv to do for his wife. You go through Maseches Ksuvos, every husband, it's chayiv in kvura, chayiv to bury his wife, if he outlives his wife. Every husband is chayiv to be maspit. Not only that, there was a certain seder of hespit. What they would hire, different people, chalilim, whatever. This is part of tonight's suba. This is absolutely an obligation. It's humane. Any human being would do it. And it's, I mean, a murderer zecha would bury his wife. Right? It's nothing special. Comes the Chazal, the Medrash, on the Parshas Chayisar, and the Medrash says, Roide, Stokov, Chesed, who's the big Baal Chesed? Avraham Avinu, he went and he buried his wife and he was maspiter, lispoid, lasorov, lefkoisa. Avraham Avinu, the Baal Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Atami palatron chili, you're from my, you are like me, I do chesed, you do chesed. What? Avraham Avinu? That's where we have to pick on the fact that he buried his wife? He gave, that's where we see Avraham Avinu the Baal Chesed? That's why Hashem says Avraham, every single husband in the world does that. That's basic. That would be achzorius if they didn't do that. So what's going on here? What's pshat in the Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atami palatron chili, you're from my palatron, that you go and you bury Mason. You could be mounted with the Roshan of the Yalkadis. Boy, Lavoish, Lavushi, where are my garments? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, we're like one. You and I, we're like one. Because he buried his wife. And that's another Pella. When you go through the Sugi and Kiddushin of Kinyan Kesef, so the limud that the Gemara brings is the Shailan and the Rishonim, if that's the main limud, and the main limud is Ein Kesef later on, but the limud that the Gemara brings that we knew, learn Kesef Kiddushin is from Kicha Kicha Mestayev. We learn from Avraham Avinu. From the fact that he used the Lashon Osati Kesef Asada Kach Mimeni by Ephraim, and by marriage it says Kicha Kishisha. So we learn to make an analogy that it has to be Kesef. Okay. So we learn Kesef Kiddushin from all the places we can learn it from. We learn it from burying a wife. Is that the way we start a marriage? I want to ask you a question. Imagine a chosin gets up Shabbos Sheva Brachos. He gets up to speak. Dave Mechabit, please speak. He gets up to speak. Topic he picks is Chiyuv Kvuras Ishtay. It's Torah. Can make a brachah Torah on that. That's his topic. Talks about the chiddush. He goes to all the halachos. How deep you have to go. Then he goes to Hilchos Avelos. So where do we learn marriage? Kicha, Mesei Ephraim, from the Kfura, Avraham Avinu. It's true, we're not learning it from the Kfura, we're learning it from the transaction, which was not good. I understand everything. But couldn't you pick another place? I mean, that's the way. There has to be Halodomer. There has to be a reason. Why the Torah picked Kicha, Mesei Ephraim. I said, you come to this week's parasha. And Rivka Emanuel, Beres, Tumim, Tumim, Vitnov. And the Navi tells her, first she was worried, the Navi tells her, Shnei Goyim Vitnov, Shnei Lumim Meachi Paredu. And the Navi gives her some consolation. And what does he tell her? You're going to have two, Shnei Goyim are going to come out for you. What kind of consolation is that for Rivka? That's two, not one. What does that help? She had a child kicking to go out by Avodah Zarah. She had another child kicking out to go by Beis Medrash. So now the Navi tells her, don't worry. I'm trying to envision I'm sitting down with somebody in my shul who comes to me with their wife and they have a problem that she's very nervous, she's pregnant, and the baby's kicking every time she passes a church. And also by Beis Medrash. She tells her, don't worry, there's two of them. One will go to church, the other one will go to Beis Medrash. Not going to make a yomtiv. Not going to be a big yomtiv. She's going to be a. So some say the Bali Musa, Rabbi Ruchim, the Mir Mashgiach, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, he said, somebody that's confused, you can't do anything with. A confused person, you can't do anything with. So therefore, when Rivka heard that this is going here and going there, that tur was the worst. The Navi said, listen, there's no confusion. This is a base of a Zara, this is a base of. Even the base of a Zara, if they know, if they're going there, you can do something. It's like Eliyahu Barakama. He said, Admota, Yerucham always used that as a dugma. Admosa at the place of Ashnei HaSeifim, right? The Navi Eliyahu says, well, how long? He asked them a question. Do you want to go after the Baal? Or are you going after Hashem? For lo yuchlu lave, so he said, Klaiso couldn't answer him. So Eliyahu Navi says, Admosa at the place of Ashnei HaSeifim, how long are you going to be between these two Seifim? And he does what he does. He's Mater Shchutei Chutz, Hara Hashem. So Rabbi Yerucham said a great idea. He says, if Klaiso would have told him we're after the Baal, he would have worked with them. Maybe he doesn't have to be Matash Chutechutz, he'll find a way to get to them. But if they're Klaiso, it's Al-Bezah, if they're not here or not there, there's nothing, then he has to do what he has to do. So before he did an invasive procedure of shchutei chutz, he first wanted to see, maybe I could save them another way. But when they were kofetz al beis hasif, he had no reason. But I want to give you another idea. Maybe this will explain to us also Yitzchak and the whole Seder at Laram. The parasha begins, his two sons, there's Yitzchak and there's Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka, and they both have different opinions. Yitzchak is as Esav, Rivka is as Yankov. It almost sounds like Yitzchak, he, Pasha, he, whatever, he didn't realize. He thought that Esav was the Tzatzkala. Right? It's hard to understand, even from the most basic level, why he was so proud of Esav. I mean, the bottom line is Esav came to him and he tried Tzayid with him. He came to his father. He said, Heich ma'asmin es ha'melach. Right? I wouldn't be proud if my son asked me that Tzayid. I wouldn't get up and go, Rabbi Yisai, you know what my son asked me? Heich ma'asmin es ha'melach. That means I would be publicizing his amaratzes. Yankov Avinu didn't come to his father and say, Heich ma'asmin es ha'melach. He came with, like, a barishas, klipas of the oranges, if they were lachilas, kedushas, but he came with that barishas. He didn't come with the eich ma'asen asamelch. So, at most, assuming that it means simply Yitzchak was fooled, assuming, so what did Yitzchak, what was Yitzchak fooled? That this kid who's a hunter, and asked Shilas about eich ma'asen asamelch, he is better than Yankov. Let's take the best scenario. He's a tamimistic, a hunter. Whatever that means. He's a tamimistic, a hunter. He's an Erlich guy. He goes out there. He hunts animals day and night. And he doesn't know about the halacha if you take mice from salt. And he's very interested to know if you take mice, how you take mice from salt. Is that the future of us? That's the future of Klal Yisrael. A hunter who is shilas about eich ma'asen asamelach? That's our future? And then he has another son, who's Ishtam Yosheva Holland, sits and learns, Yemen Velayla, Maximid, Emes. And this is better. How does that work? It's time a pill. Yankov Avinu always has the problem. He's the younger one. So he has to get past that. So how does he get past that? He buys the Bechayr. Okay. So buys the Bechayr, what are you buying? So the Rishonim have different approaches. It's already brought down in the Targum Yonasan Benazil. The Rashi brings down a Chazal, the Ramban has a Pshat. All the Pirushim are difficult. Difficult to understand what was Yaakov buying from Esav. Forgetting the Ksois with the Rivash, the Halachic issues, the Vashalei Baliyolom, and Siluk, and all kinds of nice fur. But how do you buy Bechara? Kahuna? How do you buy that? Do you buy that? Something to buy? Forget Loibolom, let's say it's Baliyolom. Let's say the Kahuna is sitting right here. Let's say the kahuna is as real as this microphone. You could buy a book. You could buy a kahuna. If it's boilum, you could buy it. What are you buying? The Ramban says, the srora, the mamali makam aviv. How do you buy that? It's a birthright. Either you have it or you don't have it. There's a famous Vilnagoyan, Pashas Kisei, say that there's two kinds of bechor. There's a bechor, Rashis Ayn, and there's a bechor that comes out first. There's one that was conceived first, and Yaakov Avinu really was conceived first. And therefore, according to the Goyim, that's also a Sibas Bechara. And once Esav was Mesalik himself and removed his right, so now Yaakov didn't really buy the right from Esav, but he became, by default, was the Bechara. There's all different kinds of approaches. It's a very difficult Vilna Goyim. That's the Vilna Goyim in Parshas Kisei, the way he explains the Pesukim of Lo Yevaker, that a father has no right to take away the Bechara from the Ahuva and the Snua. But the whole thing is difficult. Yaakov Avinu goes into his father. And he gandas the brachas. First of all, how do you gander brachas? How does one steal brachas? The brachas, whoever the bracha was intended for. You stick lachan. Anoichi, anoichi, Yisub b'chayrech. Wow, that's so emistic. Chas v'sholom, oh, you say tzaddik, he didn't lie. Chas v'sholom, chas v'sholom. He just said, Anoich. And Esav b'chayrech, that's emes. That's Titan emes liyankiv. The Chavachov asks, why didn't he already do the full job, Yankiv? He went into his father, he starts, Yokum Nahavi, Yechum, he talks like a tzaddik. And Yitzchak is all confused. Kol Yankiv, I die in there. So the Chavachov says, he should have gone in there and been rough. Balimusa says, Yankiv can't be rough.
Yankov is Yankov.
You can tell him to go, he can't be Asian. But the Ragachev doesn't say that kind of thing. The Ragachev comes with a longness. The Ragachev says like this, Halach is a mekach toyos. That if you buy one thing, it turns out to be something else. Mekach toyos. Even Yofo is vinin zerois. It's not mamish to mekach toyos like a different min, but you have a right to be choyzer. He says, but what's the halach if the loikeach already, when he bought it, he already detected there could be a problem, and he bought it anyway. Then there's no mekach toyos. Zokdel, Yankov Avinu wanted to give his father a suffix. Maybe it's Esav, maybe it's Yankov. I don't know. Who is this? And then Vayivocheu, it's not a mekach toyos. If he would have come in and done a good job, sales job, and he presented himself as Esav, it would have been. But he didn't. He presented himself as Nishtahin and Nishtaher. Veloi Kiroi. Vayivocheu. But this is all semantics. Because a broche, lochoyres chal on who you intended it. It's not like a transfer, like a monetary transfer. So if Yitzchak was thought that Esav is standing in front of him, and he's giving him a bracha betur Esav. So I don't care what Yaakov put the kama noichi with a truck, with a mapach pashto, safe puzzle. He was giving a bracha to Esav. So if in his mind he was giving a bracha to Esav, how does it, what's going on? I mean, it's the same, the Rishayim, the Chachmei Provanzi, it's the same kasha by Yankif and Rachel and Leah, it should be Kedushay Toya, it's the same type of along the same lines. But all these things work differently, not the kind of Mekach Toyas that we... Yitzchak Avinu, Esav comes, and Esav walks in, he says, Porcheni Gamoni Avi, give me also. I should get a brach. So Yitzchak tells him, I already gave him. Did you ever go to a Rebbe that tells you he's out of brachas? You stand outside, you can wait for 6 hours, and everybody got a bracha. I mean, I would be shocked if I went into a Rebbe. I don't go frequently, but I'm saying if I did, and I would go in and the Rebbe would say, it's such a shud. If you came 5 minutes early, I still have 2 left. I'm finished. There's nothing left. Nothing here. I'm sorry. So Esav tells his father, please give me something. So he fetches out his pickle bracha, whatever. Then Yankov goes to Lava, and all of a sudden Yitzchak gives him a new list of brachas. Brachas Avram, all of a sudden the Rebbe has brachas again. Esav came in after the first set of brachas, and Yitzchak goes, sorry, there's nothing, I would love to help you, there's nothing here. Then Yankov, who got all the brachas? Shmani Oves, Alamailas. Now he's leaving to Tulavan. Noch, another whole machberas of brachas. So what happened in the middle? I want to share with you a fascinating medrash that I found in a sefer called Shem Yecheskel years ago. And I'll share it with you because I don't think you probably never saw this medrash. I never saw it before. I saw it in the sefer quoted. It's really an unbelievable medrash. And it's extremely enlightening. It really ties into something I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal, on many occasions. Rabbi Yankov always used to ask, why is it that Malchus, the kingdom of Klal Yisrael, came from such a fadrate way? Okay? How do you say fadrate in English? To really mean the same thing. It doesn't mean spun around. That's not what it's trying to say. Yehuda with Tamar, with the Yibum, everything is Hadrei. Then you have Rus, and then it's also Yibum. Everything's Yibum and Shilas, questionable Yibums. And then there's all Shilas, David is Mutalovi Bakal, Osalovi Bakal. So it's true, Baruch Hashem, we had a Drosha, Tmol Shulshan, so say Chazal. If Rus would have come 2 days earlier, they wouldn't have even allowed her to come lovi bakal. So it's true, she's mutter lovi bakal. It's true. But she was a mayavis. So I want to ask you, if any of you were read a shidduch, a great girl, even her name was Rus, she's a mayavia. Today we don't have such a problem. But let's say I found you a bona fide mayavis. She has a yichas brief, like a rebbe, she is mayavis. Would any of you be interested? Please tell me, maybe I could find them. I don't think anybody would be interested. Imagine you have on the invitation, Akala, Hamulelis, Hamoyavir. Then on the bottom you have a hostical bearer. Don't be choish at me, it's a drosha, Mayavi, Vilamayavis, it's not. Nobody wants a lumdish invitation. You don't want a lumdish invitation. But David HaMelech came from a lumdish invitation. David HaMelech is a whole machlekes in Beis Medrash. Mutar lo v'bakol, osur lo v'bakol. And Baruch Hashem, the knife came into the Beis Medrash. Kol sheni, kach mekublani, Beis Dinah Yishol Shmur Amasi, Mayavi. Why? What's going on? Rabbi Yankov Zatzal had a beautiful idea, beautiful thought. He said that Malchus, the Rambam says, the Melech is Lev Ha'om. The king has to be the heart of the people. And the way Rabbi Yankov explained it beautifully, he says in America, the Meruf is corporate. Corporate. Corporate is a whole difficult legal concept, both secularly speaking and halachically speaking. In every element in halacha, there's big tumults about corporations. What's the halacha? Ribbis, chometz. You can't go one chelik shulchan aruch without shailos about corporations. And everybody has their own shita. Everybody has their own shita. What's a corporation? Lugabi what? Even lugabi tefilas came to shail. Kli that's made through a corporation. Shtarabach has a whole tshuva if it's good. Kli shasayakum. He says corporation is like a kli shenavom in hashabai. Fell down from the sky. Anyway, so Lamaisa, when you have a corporation, it's not an individual. So the Bianca Tzatzal said, a melech is nishkin yochet. A melech is an ish hatzibur. He doesn't think like an individual. Etracht fayena, he thinks for the other person. Elect fayena, he lives for the other person. A king can't be an individual. It's not a question, he's an individual who's a bal chesed. No, that we all have to be. All of us have a chiyuv to be bal chesedim. He said a king is not a bal chesed. A king is nishkin yochet. A king is not an individual. And that's what the Rambam means, lev ha'om. He's the heart of the people. He's not an individual. What's Yibum? Yibum is a way of starting a home that's built on nishvazich. It's not for me. Lahakim, lahakim, lahakim shame. Lahakim for somebody else. Right? Yibum is a concept where the house is built not for yourself. You're building it for somebody else. Rabbi Yankov said, "Von dorten kommt melucha." From there, melucha comes. Melucha comes from a family that was established not for yourself. Rus was the ultimate. Because Rus was a non-obligatory Yibum, depending on the different Rishonim, how they learned when the Geiris took place, whether it was even Shayach to Yibum. It's Machlokes Rishonim. When the Geiris took place in Rus. It was a conceptual Yibum. Boyer Zichah wasn't an Ach, it wasn't a regular Yibum. And Boyer went and did something which nobody else would have done. Because he even had to deal then with the politics of a Moyavir. That's a plenty of money. He said, forget it. I'm not starting with that. I'm not taking a lump to Shekala. I want to push it to Kala. Pshat Rashi. Tafyemi Kala. I want to be you in Kala. And Boaz was moister himself for Yenna. That's who Rus was. He gave a whole shtickle on Rus. That's who Rus was. Rus left everything. As far as she knew, she has no future in Klal Yisrael. She came. It was selfless. That's Malchus. Malchus is riding on selflessness. On there's no zich. There's no self. But I'm going to show you a medrash, which takes it to a whole new level. The medrash says, "Vayimlu yomel oledes." The pasuk says in this week's parasha, "Vine soimim bevitna." Soimim chosa. It's missing. It says it doesn't have soimim with an aleph. So the medrash says, "Rivka hoisim uberes begimul bonim." Rivka was pregnant with three children. Three. The two were who actually made it. One of them self-aborted before completion. Yankev, Esau, v'David. Umishimachi nikra David bar nafli. He was like a nafli, bar nafli. Ani avdecho ben amosech. He was avdecho ben amosech. There were two levels. Anyway, it's a fascinating medrash. It's kedai if you have time. You can look it up. It's found here in the Shem Yecheskel. The origin, again, it's not in our medroshim. The origin comes from the sefer, the famous with Shimon HaKoyen from Jalba, or Katman. He had a sefer called Ma'aseh Choshev. So that's where he's the one that brings down this chazal. I can't give you a mocker nemon to say that I'm just telling you what it says. But to talk about it conceptually, I think is very korval apshat. And I think this ties into Chanukah and this ties into everything. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara has a shaila. The Gemara has a shaila, hespeda. And you give a hesped. Is it Yakwe the Chai or Yakwe the Shechli? Who's it for? Right. So there's a whole shaila in the Gemara. And Nafkaminas the Gemara gives, if the mace said, don't be masked me, what's the halacha? If the mace said, not to be masked me, Darius from Shoal. The bottom line is, both are true. Meaning, when you give a hesped, you're doing two things. You're giving kovet to the people that are alive. You're giving kovet to the people, to the mace. Both. So, every hesped has both as Yakwe the Shichvi and Yakwe the Chai. The Shai of the Gemara is who's Chiv? Are you doing it because you're Chiv to the Chai? Or are you doing it because you're Chiv to the mace? And Nafkamin is an Halach. So, I want to tell you a simple thing. When Avram gave a hesped for Sodom, the Pasuk says, Vayovay Avram. Doesn't say lispoid al Sodom. Lispoid lisom. Avram Avinu, at this time of his emotional, where he was holding, totally, you can imagine the emotions of Avram Avinu. And he's giving a hesped. And any husband that was married to a woman, he's giving a hesped after she's 127 years old. Avram and Sarah. There would be so much of your own emotion there. Yachre the Chaya. Vayovi Avram lispoy to lisova for Lifkoisa. It wasn't him. There was no Yachre the Chaya. It was only for her. The Rabbanu Shalom said, now, Ata Tafasta Umnishali. You're not Stama Bal Chesed. There's no Zir. There's no Avram Avinu. There's only Sava. Avram was a living, he lived for Sava. That's who he was. He lived to Sarah to such a level that even in this most vulnerable time, when his wife died, Amy Shamay Sela Labaila, and he's giving her a hesped, and you would think he's trying to give himself some menucha. Lispoid lisaba. There was only Sarah there. Say Chazal, Ato Tafasta Umnishali. That's the Rabbanu Shalom. Just a mative. Just a mative. From there we learn Kiddush. From there we learn Kiddushin, because there you see how a person should go into a marriage not focusing on yourself. Nishzich. There's a fascinating Ben Ish Chai. Fascinating. Somebody came to them, they had a bad dream. They had a fire. In the dream they saw a fire. And on top of the fire it said, Tu Galesh. They got all scared. They ran in the morning to the Ben Ish Chai. He should give them a Hatavas Chaloyim. What's going on with this dream? He told them, he put the words together, Tu Galesh. Like, Yilbash Gever, he said, have you been over the issue of wearing a woman's clothing? Because that's what I see in this dream. Did you wear woman clothing? He goes, no. He says, you're sure? Did you ever wear your wife's baguette or something? He said, no. He says, you sure? He says, well, I'll tell you one thing happens. It's interesting that you're asking me. This Yom Tif, I came home and I came back with two. I bought material for Yom Tif, for me, for a suit, for my wife. For her Yom Tov. And my silk was a better silk. And I decided that I'm the one who's the provider, so I get the better silk, and she got a very nice, but it was a step lower. The Ben Ish Chai said, the Gemara says, you have to give her Yoy. So the Ben Ish Chai told him, how could you give your wife more than you have? Today there's a simple answer, credit card. Yoy Serbi Mashigeshloi. But they didn't have credit cards then. How do you give your wife yoyis? He said, so the Ben Ish Chai said, yoyis and mimashiyesh, more than you give yourself, you give your wife. That silk, the better one was hers. You were over lo yilbash kever simazish. you were wearing a garment that really should have been on your wife. That's what this dream was being around. That's marriage. That's how marriage is supposed to be, like the two rights in his Akdomah to Evan Ezra. That's why Hashem created us as one and then separated to facilitate the tremendous feeling one has to have for their wife. Ooh, the halachas. So therefore, that's where we learn kicha kicha misteyafa. Because that's where we see the ultimate selflessness. The ultimate. There was no question. Esav was an Ishsad. There was no question. He was a person out there in the world. He was a hunter. He was a Baal Geshem. That was not a question. And a Geshmak Amoritz. To add to the pot. He was a Geshmak Amoritz. How many people ask Kechmas or Zamilchus? Gebaldik. It's a guy here. Maskins. Real Geshmak Amoritz. You can make a whole Shalos of Tshuva Sefer with his Shaila. Be Gebaldik. Today it would be very popular. But Esav could have still been the one to be the provider. He could have been a provider. And if he would have been a provider, that's a tremendous ruchniistic madrega. If he would have been that, that would have been his motto, that he's the provider. He's the provider. That would have been the tremendous. If he was prepared to be that shittuf, like Antoninus and Rebbe, the Rashi talks about, he had a potential for that. He had a potential. He had a potential to be that. But to be that, it means you have to be able to not look into yourself. When Yaakov Avinu bought the Bechira from Esav, it was a model. It was a symbolic Mechira. It was Esav showing, I'm not that. I'm not, I don't want to play that role. I'm here for myself. This is not my life. A Bechor, the Ramban says, the reason why a Bechor gets Pishnayim, he takes care of Mili Davu, he takes care of his, the Bechor is that selfless symbol of the home who takes care of the family. That's the Pishnayim of a Bechor. That's who the Bechor is. Esav is Vayiv as Esav. Esav didn't want to be that Bechor. Yaakov was always the Ish Yoshev Ahol. But what about Yitzchak saw the chesed that Esav portrayed to him. Yaakov told his father, that he doesn't exist. There is no Bechor here. There is nobody here. I already tested him out. There is no Bechor here. I tested him out already before. He gave it away. He doesn't want anything to do with it. He doesn't want to be on the giving side. That's not who Esav is. Esav is for himself. Besides for his Amoratzis and all his other Milas, he's also for himself. He's living for himself. He's now Shaychus to being a Bechor. Which the mile of a Bechor is a noisy. A Bechor is like a mini Melech. He's the one who takes care, who helps his father, who's the Shutif and the Mili the Abba. That's what it's all about. So I want to tell you about Boisei, a simple thing. There's a fascinating Kleyokor in Parshas Noach. Kleyokor says that the Nes of Chanukah was already from the time of Noach. Noach, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is Nes Chanukah. The Zohar, and the Tikkuni Zohar, says that Ner Chanukah comes from Noach. And the Yoyna that brought the Aleh Zayas, that brought that olive leaf, that was the first miracle. So if you look at the Kleyokor, it's a fascinating Kleyokor. It should be more famous. The Kleyokor says that oil, that leaf that the Yoyna brought back to the table, illuminated the table. Lit up the table. The Yoyna went and brought that leaf back, which lit up the table till the end. Meaning, Tzoyer, Tassel, a table, one shot is there was a window, one shot Yitzhar. There was oil. They used to use it. They lit it up at night. During the day, there was a window. At night, there was even though one Chazal says there was no light during the time of the Mabul. So the Kleyokor says that the Yoyna actually went and brought oil to the world. The Yoyna went and brought oil to the world, and that was the first Nes of Chanukah, that leaf. And that's what we have till today. And it doesn't just end there. Rabbi Yankov Emden says, Einayach Yoynim, the Yoyna has vision that it could see at night. The Yoyna didn't even need it for itself. The Yoyna left the Teva, and the Yoyna came back with a leaf that was only for everybody else in the Teva. The Yoyna had no zich. That's why Klais Olim Shul Yoyna. The Yoyna came back. The one treasure it picked up was something the Yoyna didn't even need. The Teva needed it. The Yoyna didn't need it. The Gemara says in Brachos, the Gemara is a Shaila, Amos Balam Amaisin Isin. In fact, the Gemara, What do you mean? Rachel and Leah. Leah Davin. The Gemara says there, after 40 days it can't be misfiled that you should have a Zohar and a Keva. Already the gender has been decided. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Rachel and Leah. So what a Chazal answer? Aim is askim and maisim. That's different. That's, what askim is? We learn tefillah from the others. If Leah daven for Rachel, so why can't everybody daven for Nisim? The Gemara says, no, you can't aim askim and maisim Nisim. Why not? Why taka not? So my friends, I think there's a simple explanation. There's all shiloh, what happened there? You know, did the baby switch? You know, the Evan Yukor has a shiloh. Today it's very negay. If you have one lady carrying somebody else, another lady's baby, who's the yachas of the baby? So the Evan Yukorah paskins, in his time there wasn't even a geya. It was more theoretical. I mean, now it's an Amish negeya. I actually get the shayas at times. Baruch Hashem, not frequently, but I've gotten the shayas. So he learns that the aim is the one that carries the baby, not the one, the biological mother, the one, and he brings rayas. He brings rayas from the Gemara and Soita, Yalda, that's of Chabiskena. He brings rayas from different sugars. But he ends his tshuva by saying, and Rachel was Bimei, Dina was Bimei Rachel, and she switched into Leah, and the Pasuk testifies, Pateitze Dina Bas Leah, Asher Yolda Liankim. He says, you see, because she gave birth, she had a Dina of Ben. That's his tshuva. But I'll upon him, there was a mice and Isim. So I want to say a simple thing. Somebody went to Rav Eliashiv. I was there to see this Shiloh because I was there when the Shiloh was asked. Somebody came to Rav Eliashiv. Some of you may recall a couple of years ago there was a drive that we should all daven for each other. The Gemara says, so somebody actually, a very well-meaning individual, printed cards. They got somebody to sponsor it. Where every single person in shul is davening for another person. So let's say you need a shidduch for your daughter, you write down somebody else who needs a shidduch, and then the Gemara, you got a guarantee from the Gemara, call him a spal, bother you, bad chaveri, who then a tchilah, and everybody's going to get engaged. It didn't work. It should work. I'll tell you a frightening story. The Avdi Nezer was a kotzka. He was very makur of the ger. When the Sfas Emes died, he was young, in those days it wasn't called young, today it would be, he was in the 50s. They called in every professor to diagnose the illness of the Sfas Emes, and they couldn't diagnose it. They couldn't, and he died. The Avni Nezer was there. They asked Avni Nezer, what's the Pesha? Avni Nezer said a frightening thing. The Avni Nezer said, it's Pesha to me. The Sfas Emes used to see hundreds of people, every day, every week. And all he did was daven for Klal Yisrael. He said, he said, there wasn't one disease that the Sfas Emes didn't daven for somebody else for already. So Shemayim had to give a disease that nobody ever heard, that he never yet davened for somebody else. And that's how he was lifted from that disease. When it came his time, it was such a disease that nobody ever heard of. And the Mela, nobody ever came to him with that sickness, and he never davened for somebody. So somebody came to Rav Eliashiv. And I was there when the Shiloh was asked. Why don't we just do that? Everybody should daven. Rav Eliashiv looked at him. He was an ish. Rav Eliashiv, those of you that knew him or knew anything of him would know he was such an ish emes. When he was older and he was weak, he was once mechubed with a sandik koyes and sandik moment, who holds the baby after the mila. So they said mechubed Rav Eliashiv with amida, and he was sick. He was sitting. He made them call him up again. Mit yeshiva. Because kids say, Amid if he's sick. He was a yeshemes like that. He couldn't. Reb Chaim is the same way his son in law, Reb Chaim Knievsky. A guy put out a sefer from Reb Chaim. A bunch of shilas he asked him. Shalti, you know, like Reb Chaim's truth, it's one line. Everything is one line. So he gave Reb Chaim to look it over. He sees every tshuva Reb Chaim corrected. He didn't realize he did such a mistake, such a blunder. Every tshuva was corrected by the word Knievsky. Because he wrote Knievsky the way we would write it, Kuf Nun Yud Yud. And they spell it, the Knievsky spell it, Kuf Nun Yud. Not two yuds. So every time he wrote Shalti Sagrich Knievsky, Reb Chaim corrected it to one yud. See, yes, Reb Chaim, why did the world have to correct? I mean, I get it. You know, if you would have corrected the top, I would have I would have known. He said, by us it's Kinievsky with one yud. Kinievsky mitzvei is sheker. Oy b'chzei sheker for rechtichtes. If I see something that's wrong, I correct it. I don't let something that not emes go by. Rav Yashiv looked at this man and he said, "Sinishta gringezach." It's not easy to be mizbal for somebody else. He says, "If Chazal would say kol amazkir es chaveri b'tfilosoi hu nena tchila, that's easy. Get somebody's name and mention the name." Hamizbal b'avir b'chaveri meant. Rav Yashiv said in Yiddish, "Medavim tayenavi medavim fazich." You're davening for the other person with the same fervor, with the same care, with the same concern. Then who nena tchila? Said it's not easy. Chazal don't say mazkir chaveri, mention his name. Yankif ben Cholom, Uvin ben Dissin, Vasaplein ben Zul. That's nothing. That's like al chetz. That's nothing. I'm talking about the real thing. Kol mispal. He said. So Rav Yashiv said, it's nishta grinkas. It's not easy. Not easy to do that. When Leah davened, Leah wasn't davening for herself. She was davening for Rachel. She was davening that Rachel shouldn't suffer to be less than the Shvachos. That tefillah was only for Yena. When you're davening for Yena, then it's normal for a miracle to take place. If it's a tefillah shel chesed, then my sin. That's my sinisim. As medavim chayena, that's my sinisim. Rotten Leah was only davening. She was davening to her detriment. She was only davening for Rachel. That's a different kind of tefillah. That's not. We're talking about amispalo shateleid ishti, emphasizing ishti zohar. That you can't do. Emas kirin my sinisim. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal used to say that Hanukkah was a total selfless war. He says the war was for Klal Yisrael. The Kahanim weren't Bnei Melchama. They normally don't go to war. They put on the armor to fight a war that wasn't theirs. It was a war for the Rabbeinu Shalom, for the Ruchnias. And he said it wasn't even for the Kahanim. It was for Klal Yisrael's Ruchnias. It was a total selfless war. It was a war that was unique from any other war that we ever had. Kohanecha, that's what we stress in Alanisim. Kohanecha, Tzadikim, Kohanecha, Hakadoshim. It was a war they were only doing for Yenna. Rabbi Yankov said that's why they were zeichet to the Nisan that they were zeichet. He said because it was kulei chesed. It was a mochama shel chesed. It was a mochama that wasn't for themselves. It was a mochama only for Yenna. A mochama for Yenna, it's normal. Nisim is normal. Nisim becomes that. I wanted to use this Rabbi Yankov to answer the Pnei Yeshua. Maybe that's why we had a nes in the menorah to show us, so the Pnei Yeshua says to show the chavivas. You could say, this you saw it, that when you're doing for Yena, Nes becomes Teva. When you're not living for yourself, then Nes becomes Teva. The Maram Shik says in his Shuvas, he says, really, the reason why a person has to have to give Yoyim Yichayim Vishnachasav, because he's called an Oynes, Chazal consider you an Oynes. Chishav Lasis Mitzvah V'nenas, Kidu Asoy. He said, Maram Shik, Kilu Asoy is for yourself. Chanukah is a nes for Yena. The nes is for Yena. By Yena, you can't rely on the fact that it's Chishav Lasis Mitzvah. For Yena, you have to be Sholem Eichik Susan. It could be, that's why the menorah burned, to show Klal Yisrael, for Yena, Teva and nes connect. Nes turns into Teva. When you're doing just for the other person, nes turns into Teva. So I want to just end by saying, the Baal Shem Tov, when it comes to Mishnah Pirkei Avos, he says, "Kol aloimi mechaveri." The Mishnah says, "Hafilu oisach hasorch lenei by kavod." And the Mishnah learns a kavachaymer from David HaMelech. Shalom meachitofu shnei dvarim bulvad. Kori rabbi alufim yudoi. Fregin Allah, all the Rishonim ask, "Dayoi labomin of the famous question." What do you mean oisach has shnei dvarim? Listen to Baal Shem's pshat. The Baal Shem says, the Mishnah says, bulvad. Why does it say bilvah? It says, Shadavid only learned Shnei Dvarim bilvah. Listen to this. Baal Shem says, Torah is Nifra V'nirba. Like the rabbit show. He says, Torah expands. Torah is Rechava Midiyan. You get one word of Torah, it multiplies. If somebody teaches you something, that Torah expands. that Torah grows. It has bracha. It's bracha. He says, but that's only if the Torah is being done lishma, to teach Torah. But if somebody is there for themselves, he says, Doyeg and Achi Teufel, the Gemara says, Teiros and Asaf v'l'chutz. They were there for themselves. Their Torah doesn't expand. So the Mishnah says, David only learned Shnei Dvorim Bulvach and Achi Teufel, because the Torah and Achi Teufel was multiple. So Shnei Dvorim Bulvach. But if you learn Mechaveri Ois Achas, that's going to expand. Chayv, what a beautiful word. That's going to expand. The Torah is Nifra, the Nirva will expand. It broadens. So I was thinking, I wasn't Zoichet in Orav Pulim. Like I said, I've seen a lot of the Shiurim, and I have a tremendous amount. But I heard a part of Sky, you could just correct it if it's not the way I heard. But the way I heard, and this is what I think will give us all appreciation of who, what he was. He had a son-in-law who's actually that Yoshev. Right? His son-in-law, from what I understand, Ravan was a very bright, capable individual, and there was a shayla going to chinuch of rabbonos. Is this myself all correct? And he asked the zayin. He asked the Rapalayev. Rapalayev said he should become a balabos. So, from what I heard, and again I want to be accurate, I heard he said, "So don't look rabbonos. It's after the balabos." Is that correct? I don't know if you could sufficiently appreciate this. I could tell you because I have a yeshiva and I have a shul. My dream, I have five boys. Each one of them should be a rav or a yeshiva, but something in a yeshiva, you know, maverick star. Rav Palev was looking for Klai Yisrael. Wasn't looking for himself. Wasn't looking for himself. If he was looking for himself, he would say, Rabban, Zaya Rosh Hashiva. That's the biggest glory. Anybody, this is what they do in life. The biggest glory is your child should go in your derech. But Rav Palev obviously wasn't thinking for himself. He wasn't looking at his children. He was what Rabbi Yankov calls a corporate mensch. A corporate mensch. I know corporate is not a very positive word. Ish tziburi. He looked for clients. Klai Yisrael need balabata. They need people that are going to hold it. He said, we Rabbanim don't have who to talk to. We need Baal Batim. And look what Rabbi Aaron accomplished. Look what he accomplished in his life. He took that mantle. So I was thinking, Rav Palev was so selfless, so maybe his Torah is Nifra V'nirba. His Torah was Zeichet Pruruvu. Because the Torah wasn't for Zich. If the Torah is not for Zich, then it's Nifra V'nirba. And it could be that's the Pshat and the Mogen Avraham. And when it comes to Ner Chanukah, the whole theme of Chanukah is it's for yen. How much yen is missing in their Chanukah? You have to be mitzamtzim in your hadlokah that yen is shadavatlokah. Mishtak will be zeichet to go in the ways of high gavur rabba, sayin is Torah, sayin is chesed, sayin in not focusing on ourselves. We should be zeichet tataka to the or gadol, and the neir should again be burning in the Beis HaMikdash from here to the neir.
Thank you very much. Yeah.